Thank you. I'm Silvia Ribeiro. I am with the Etcetera Group based in Mexico. This is what we are going to tell in different parts, the people that are here. It has been elaborated by the International Planning Committee for Food Sovereignty, which is a forum, a network of organizations and social movements in Asia, Africa, Latin America, and also in the north. And there are small farmers movements, fisheries, artisanal fisheries movements, and we will hear a little bit about that here. What this call, what we are launching today, it's a call in the view that the previous speakers spoke about. We don't want more business as usual. Well, we call it we don't want more failures as usual, because we are today in a situation of deep food crisis, and this is not a short-term food crisis, a long-term food crisis, both in the past and in the future. This is one of the most serious situations we are today, and it's together with the climate change crisis, the climate crisis, and what this is causing in the agricultural basis is one of the most serious crises of our times in many, many years and for many years. So what we are simply saying is, in 1996, the World Food Summit promised again, after other United Nations before, promised that they will end hunger, but half. They will reduce the amount of hungry people to half in 2015. And what we know today is that doesn't happen. The amount of hungry people has increased, and now it's really in a much worse situation. So why are we taking this today here in the Biodiversity Day? Among other things is because the real solution to the food crisis, the root solution, not the superficial solution that hasn't led to more crisis, is biodiversity, agricultural biodiversity based on the small scale farmers, peasants, artisanal fisheries, etc. And those are the people that has gathered to make this call, which is also saying that we need to declare a state of emergency. This is not about one more news in the papers. We have some problems in Cameroon today and in Haiti yesterday, and you know, it's not about that. This is a really long-term, deep crisis, and we need to stop it. And we don't trust that the same institutions, the same governments that has been promising that they will end hunger, as companies also has been doing for the last decades, they are not able to do it. The only really able to do it are the people that are really producing the food in the world today, which are these small scales, farmers and fisheries. So what we are calling is for a state of emergency, and not only a state of emergency, also a people's state of emergency, and the creation of a food and food production and trade commission within the United Nations and out of the organizations such as the World Trade Organization, such as the World Bank and others that today are also speaking about the food crisis, but they are among the most responsible for the policies that have led to that. So my colleagues here will add other parts of what we are demanding with this launch, and you can see the structure and the demands in the releases here in several languages. So my other colleagues that will be speaking on this will be Luis Enrique from MST, Mana Diaki from MST in Brazil, that's the landless rural peasants in Brazil, and Mana Diakite from Mali, and Nasik Jaffer from the World Forum of Fisher People. So I'm sorry, Ashish, then I pass it on.